Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir sponsor, Lo Yinish Basar and Biak HaShom, Olay HaBas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Tafnon. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings that there's a Mechlekes Tanoim. If one can have more years added to his life. Because the Pasuk says, Es Mispah Yomecha Amalei. I will fill up your days. So the Gemara brings, Rabbi Akiva holds, that a person has a certain amount of years of days he's supposed to live, and he can never exceed these days. If he did chatoim, if he sinned, he will have less days, he will live shorter. But if he will reach his potential, he will live his full days. That's what in mispah yamecha amale means. Amale means he will get to the full days that he was supposed to live originally. Chachoim disagree. Chachoim say no. One can actually have more years added to his life. And the words et mispah yamecha amale explains Rashi means it could be more years than what he has. So we'll start first of all with what the Arizal brings. Because if you look at this Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, the Pasuk, full Pasuk says, Loisiyem ashkelo ve'akor ba'atzecha, meaning a woman will not miscarriage. Es mispah yamecha amale, I'll fill up your days. What's the connection between the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk? So says the Arizal, because if a person doesn't live his full days, he needs to come back to this world to fulfill his days. And one way that happens is that's why sometimes you have babies that come to the world, but they die right away. Or there's a woman who has a miscarriage. These are neshamas that didn't finish their tafkit. They come down to the world to finish what they had to do, and then they go back. So that's what the pasuk means. You will not have any miscarriages. Why? As because the Gishbohu will fill up your days, so you will not have to come back for a Gilgal. That's what the Arizal brings. But the Maharsha here asks a very strong question. He says, how can we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, one cannot live a longer life? We find the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Gemara in Soito says, the Moshe Rabbeinu, on the day that he died, he said, and the reason he said the word Ayoyim, to say, Ayoyim malu yomai vishnoisai. I live my full life. Kishbuchu fills up the life of tzaddikim to get to the day of the birth, when he dies the day that he was born. Same pasuk, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu says, I live my full life until the day of my birthday. Ask the Maharsha, but we know that Moshe Rabbeinu would not sin and hate Mei Merivo, he would go into Eretz Yisrael, and he would live many more years. So Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to live many more years after this date. So how can he say that he lived his full life? You could say he was supposed to live until this date. But he could have added more years if he would not sin. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you never add more years. So the max that a person could live is what was nigzar alav. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm living my full life. How can it be that if he wouldn't have sinned, he would go in the Eretz Yisrael? And the Maharsha concludes that that Gemara argues in our Gemara. And he doesn't go according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Chura Chazal answered this question in a different place. And this is a Chazal that the Leshem, the big Mekubal, quotes several places. It's a Medrash Tanchuma Pashas Vayeshiv. And here Chazal say, the Pasuk says, Noira Alilo Bnei Adam. Kishbohu is Noira Alilo. What does Noira Alilo mean? Say Chazal, Kishbohu, so to speak, uses excuses to get to what needs to be done. And Chazal started with a Mashal. Mashal is a person comes to his house and he asks from his wife to pour him a cup of water. The wife pours him a cup of water and he takes that a get from his pocket. It says, you're divorced. She says, what did I do wrong? So you gave me a cold cup of water. Should have been warm. Says the wife to the husband, but you were planning to divorce me anyway. You had the get sitting in your pocket. You just were looking for an excuse. And you find the excuse with the water. Say Chazal, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes does with human beings. It starts with Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, because he did a chait, so therefore he died. Says Adam HaRishon to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you created a Malach HaMavis before I sinned. How do you know I'm going to sin? Elama, you prepared the get, waiting for me to do it. Meaning, as the Leshem explains this, sometimes there is a cheshbon in Shemayim that we don't know what it is. But Kadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and the plan needs to work that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did plan for Adam HaRishon to sin, to allow the whole world to look the way it looks today. How does that work with Priya Choshev, the free will? That's another topic that needs to be discussed at a different time. But Chazal telling us, Noira Lila, because Baruch Hu was planning for Adar Rishon to get Gzeiras Misa. Chazal continues to say, similarly happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, since the beginning of his Shlichus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you'll see now what happens to Parah, but you'll not see going into Eretz Yisrael. So what is Ched Mei Meriva? Say Chazal, Noira Lila Bnei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, found an excuse why Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Now this Chazal is very deep and needs a lot of explanation. But one thing we take out from here, Moshe Rabbeinu was not supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was the original plan. Because Baruch Hu, so to speak, had to find an excuse why he will not go to Eretz Yisrael. He had to understand what does that excuse mean. But that answers the question of the Maharsho. Moshe Rabbeinu was never supposed to live longer. And Yemele, according to Rabbi Akiva, it could be. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I got to where I was supposed to get to. That was the original plan. I wasn't supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore I lived my full life. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.